Tseng Miao-wen, chairman of the Myanmar government's peace commission, has held a three-hour meeting with the members of the seven armed ethnic groups, three of which are attending the conference for the first time.
We all have the same goal, which is peace and the well-being of our people. We need to thank our government and the seven armed ethnic groups for this meeting. We are also thankful to China's coordination effort, which has facilitated this meeting, in which the most important thing is trust.
The seven armed ethnic groups from the north are attending the conference as special guests because they are not signatories to the government's nationwide ceasefire agreement, or NCA. Zhao Guan is a spokesman of the United Hua State Army, or UWSA, the largest ethnic army in Myanmar, also the most powerful of the seven non-signatories.
Three of the seven ethnic armed groups had been excluded from the political dialogue framework by the government and particularly by the military. The fact that the seven ethnic armed groups can be here to attend the conference is itself a breakthrough. It could have never been achieved without the effort from the Chinese government.
They've also come up with their own proposals.
The seven groups, headed by UWSA, have formed a federal political negotiation and consultative committee, but neither the government nor the military would acknowledge it. We are only a political union speaking with one voice. We are also opposed to war.
The seven armed ethnic groups want a modification of the NCA, where disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration, or DDR, as well as security sector reform, or SSR, are prerequisites to political talks. But Myanmar's army chief, Min Aung Hlaing, signaled that's not an option at the opening of the conference.
As any democratic country does not allow demanding political rights with holding arms, it needs to perform DDR-SSR processes according to the reconciliation program for security measure resulted from political dialogues in line with the NCA's political roadmap.
Zhao Guan says they don't trust the military.
Once we disarm, it means we could be trampled by them at any time. They can do whatever they want. We have not faith in them. That's why the ethnic groups have their own armed forces. As we speak now and the peace conference is underway, I was just informed the military is heavily attacking the three armed organizations.
Without trust, it's very likely the peace process would encounter a deadlock. But Yale Baun, an independent researcher in Myanmar, says there could be a silver lining if government and the military have a bigger heart.
You look at recent unconflict case in Colombia, for example. It is the government that who initiated actively pursuing all those armed groups. And even in the first round, the referendums, people voted against the proposal agreement with the FARC rebels. And the government actively pursued this role and then now approved.
He says what Myanmar needs now is political will. It is understood that Myanmar's state councillor Aung San Suu Kyi will meet members of the seven armed ethnic groups on Friday. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun, reporting from Naypyidaw.